Welcome to the show. My name is John McKinstry, and this is WorkWords. This is a podcast where I share some poems that I've written about the world of work and life in the office in particular. The theme to talk about in the show today isn't actually an easy one to define or to give you exact details about. So I thought about how to sum it up. I wanted a word or short phrase, and in the end, I'm going to call the theme for this episode antennae. So what do I mean by that? When I use the term, I always think of a little ant wiggling its little antennae and trying to use that as a way to sense things, maybe bad things or dangerous things that are lying in wait ahead. That's how I'm thinking of antennae. Nothing mystical about it. I'm not going to be talking about superpowers or ESP or anything like that. Just your sense of things. To set the scene for the poem in this episode, I'd like to start by asking you to think about the people that you've worked with in the past. Have you ever met someone? Now, this could be a colleague, maybe someone you sit beside, someone in the same team. It could be a manager. It could be a regular supplier or contractor or consultant, but someone that when you meet them, that first meeting, you've known instinctively that they would be a great colleague, a work friend, someone you can trust. Conversely, have you ever met someone that instantly you realised there was something off about this person? Something bad or threatening about them. Maybe the best way to describe this is to talk about gut instinct. You get an instant sense of another person. It could be a positive or a negative feeling that you get when you meet them. First question to think about as we move towards the poem for this episode is, do you trust your gut? Do you trust your instincts? A friend of mine was a team leader at a contact centre many, many years ago, and she told me that someone new was moved into her team and she didn't have any choice in the matter. So she met the person, was her usual friendly, professional self, and she told me that evening, having met the person for only 5 minutes, something, to use her words, felt off about that person. Said there was nothing she could point to as the reason the person was polite enough when they spoke to her, but something just made her instantly uncomfortable. Didn't happen straight away, but gradually she realised this person was truly toxic, and eventually it came out that the person who'd been put into her team was a bully and was picking on another member of the team. She always told me that she should have listened to her gut and taken steps right at the start to monitor the person more closely, to protect her team. But she didn't. She was a team leader in a busy contact centre. She had so much to do, but she knew in her head, in her heart, something was off, to use her words, about this person. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. When we talk about gut instinct, my own mentor from years ago told me this was your unconscious mind, and it's picking up cues, red flags, that your conscious mind just isn't seeing. And I should stress here that there's no guarantee that your gut instinct will be right, but you can sometimes instantly just recognize that a person may not be a good person to have in your team or even in the office. Sometimes there's nothing you can do to prevent that red flag person joining you. You know, we all have to do what we're told in the office. Sometimes you can't help if someone is added to your team, as in the example of my friend I mentioned a few minutes back, or if you're the employee sitting at your desk in a contact centre perhaps and someone has moved in beside you, you don't have a lot of say in that. But it's a skill to be aware that this person may be not trustworthy, that this person is off in some way, and protect yourself. To be aware of not trusting too quickly or sharing too much with someone. Isn't that a sad thing to have to say? But sometimes it's true. home for this episode is taking a very negative example of this, where someone's antennae were set off and of the frustration that person felt in that there was nothing but gut instinct sounding the alarm. There was no actual proof, nothing solid or tangible. And that's often, unfortunately, the case in these situations. So I hope you enjoy this poem. This is called Nothing You Could Put Your Finger On. There's something about the way he sits. All the other candidates were nervous. Some sat while others paced, but not this one. He sits there, back ramrod straight and eyes staring straight ahead of him, waiting, not just calmly, but emotionlessly. Something is off, but it's nothing you can put your finger on. So you greet him warmly and invite him in. But something about the way he greets you. He knows how this game is played, that much is sure. He has a firm handshake. He makes clear eye contact. Maybe too much eye contact. Brown eyes bore into you for just a second. Something is off, but it's nothing you can put your finger on. So you invite him to take a seat. There's something about the way he speaks to you, with that little smile playing on his lips. The agency probably told him how desperate for staff you are. He seems almost amused at the questions you offer, like he's doing you a favour by answering. But his replies are good when they come. Something is off, but it's nothing you can put your finger on. So you continue with your questions. Something about the way his eyes move all the time, taking in everything around him, weighing up and assessing the office he might be working in. He might just be curious, of course, although none of the other candidates were. None of them let their gaze rest on you like his does. Something's off, but it's nothing you can put your finger on. So you smile and give him the benefit of the doubt. There's something about the way he says goodbye. He doesn't have any final questions for you. Tells you he already knows all he needs to know about the company. Stands up to leave without taking his eyes from you. His handshake is still firm, but he holds it for a second or so too long. His smile is friendly, but it doesn't reach his eyes. Something is off, but it's nothing you can put your finger on. So you walk him to the door and thank him for coming in. There's something about the memory he leaves you with. There is no reason not to accept him. His answers are the best you've had from any candidate. Something tells you he knows that too. In his mind, he is already one of the team and part of the gang. Your boss needs a decision today, and there's really nobody else. If there was something off about him, your instincts were screaming it at you. So you ensure the rejection letter you write is the most polite you have ever written. Following on from the poem, there's a few thoughts I'd like to share. Making good decisions is an essential skill for many, if not most, office workers. What would you feel if you ignored your instincts and you brought someone into the team who then bullied someone else? Is there any way you could justify a gut instinct decision in your own company? Could you say to people, "My gut says," and be taken seriously? Could you schedule a second interview, perhaps? Another interviewer to talk to that person and see how do they view him? When it comes to reading people, how good are your skills? If they aren't great, if your antennae aren't accurate, could you learn? Could you develop your skill? There are books, articles, videos on body language and cues people give off. Maybe this could be a skill you could develop. And if you did, if your abilities improved, What kind of benefits would that bring you and also your team? Hope you've enjoyed the poem and the follow-up thoughts from myself. Thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me again in the future. Till then, take care. You can subscribe to the show on your podcast provider of choice. Our music was The Long View by Purple Planet Music, and art was by Miss Puddle Duck. The ebook, Workwords, is now available to purchase on Amazon.